Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Happy Friday, folks, and welcome to another edition of First Touch here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We are presented by Sports Overnight America. I am your host, Tyler Levine. And I got to say, you know, you would think that when all the seasons wrap up, that summer, there's not much going on, there's not much to talk about. But I got to be honest, I think this might be our most jam-packed show thus far. We are coming off of what I think is, I'm comfortable saying, the best performance in Champions League history, at least in a final by far. I mean, what PSG did to Inter Milan should have landed them all with 25 to life in jail. It was a massacre. And it was a game where, and we're going to get into this a lot more, but it was a game where usually you think blowout, not really a good game to watch, but it had us glued to the television for the full 90 minutes because of how good they played. It was unbelievable. The storylines between Luis Enrique, Dembele, PSG, their owner, the project as a whole is top notch, and we got it all covered here on First Touch. Not only that, the France fans of PSG experienced the highs and lows in a week. We saw the Nations League crazy storylines from the Portugal-Germany game, Ronaldo scoring the game winner after a comeback. We're going to talk that. And then that game from yesterday, the Spain and France put on, it looked like a training match with how many goals were scored. Looks like the game is over. Then all of a sudden it's not. And not only that, but transfer talk. The Premier League is getting right to it. United, Arsenal, City, Liverpool, all in action. Chelsea as well. They signed Delap. We spoke about that last week. But nonetheless, this is a jam-packed show, and we got the whole world of soccer covered here on First Touch. So do not move. We're coming right back, and we're starting right with the Champions League final here on First Touch, here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm your host, Ty Levine, coming right up, bringing on my co-host, Nico Beef Sauce. Don't move. Coming back.
American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back to First Touch here on the Sports Spotline Broadcast Network, presented by Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Todd Levine. Let's bring him in here. My co-host, Nico Beef Sauce, my man. How are you doing?
I'm doing amazing. And you said it perfect. Right as all of the leagues end, we have some really, really juicy stuff happening, whether it's transfers, whether it's Nations League, whether it's the Club World Cup. This summer is going to be jam-packed with action, and I cannot wait to cover it with you, my man.
Let's start with, I don't even know how to describe what we witnessed last Saturday in the Champions League final. PSG 5, Inter 0. The plus 120 money line, which I ended up hammering right before kickoff, was the most free bet, the over 2 at minus 101. Just the most free bet. And you know what it was? Right as PSG had the ball to kick off, and what did they do? They just kicked it into Inter's half and out of bounds. And right there for me, as the game went on, I kept thinking back to that and how it set the tone, where they were essentially saying, this is where the game will be played. We will be pressing you the whole game. We will have the ball in your half the entire game. And they got right to work. Hakimi, goal, 12 minutes in, assisted by Doué. Just a great team goal. It was a training ground goal. The through ball from Vitinha, that turn from Doué as well, I don't think is being spoken about enough. Squared across to Hakimi, tapping. And then 8 minutes later, Doué puts him up 2-0. Dembele played a beautiful crossfield pass on the dot to Doué, volleys it in, big deflection, goes to halftime 2-0. And really the question was, can Inter wake up? Because that first half, it was all PSG. I mean, they were absolutely dominating. And we were just wondering, can Inter get back in this? And you know, I kept thinking, like, there's no way that we're going to see a better goal than the ones that we've seen thus far until the third goal happens. Dembele, beautiful. Vitinha does an overlapping run. Dembele does a little back roll. Vitinha takes it 40 yards, plays it over to Doué, who puts it near post 3-0. And then Kvaratskhelia in the 73rd. And Mayolulu in the 86th. I mean, this could have been 7-8-0. I think 5-0 was Inter getting off the hook. And that's it. PSG finally do it. Luis Enrique becomes the second manager to complete the treble with two different teams. Just an unreal performance. Your thoughts on the game?
Absolute domination. I mean, the fact that the referee at the final whistle didn't give any extra time, I think says it all. You're not going to see any better performance in a Champions League final than PSG than this one. I did like the goals in this game. I did also like Inter to win this game. So At the end of the day, I feel like what PSG exposed here is definitely the fact that Inter cannot get out of their own half. And you described it perfectly. They pressed them high. Inter was expected to give the ball to PSG, but they were supposed to find ways to attack. They were supposed to find ways to counter. I think they finished the game with one shot on target. Lautaro, zero shots. Thuram, a header that barely, you know, was anything crazy. And then I think overall, beyond PSG's dominance in possession and dominance, obviously, in goals, I think the most shocking fact is that Inter never got going in the game, and that ultimately didn't give them any chance to win the game.
I mean, the mentality that PSG displayed, there's a video going around of Dembele while Inter has a goal kick, and you can see in his eye, I mean, he looks psychotic. Like, it's like a shark in bloodied waters, and he's chasing them all around. Kvaratskhelia, I think it was 4-0 at this point, makes an 80-yard run alongside Dumfries, gets the ball back, draws the foul, and they're up 4-0. The game is dead. It's done. I think this was in the 82nd minute. And for me, this is what PSG have been lacking for the last 10 years or so. They got Mbappe, Messi, Neymar, and it was almost like they felt entitled that because they have these three, that just meant that it was going to lead to them winning the Champions League. And you look at it now, and it's they got rid of all of them. Their squad, I believe, costs about $430 million or so. It's an expensive squad, but they bought the right players and brought in the right coach to put a system into play, and they play as a unit. I mean, to be honest, I think it's because most people don't really watch the French league year round that they seemed overlooked. I mean, for us, they didn't get a mention of who could potentially win the UCL at all. We are talking Barcelona, Liverpool, Madrid, all these teams, and they weren't mentioned by anybody, not just us, but just in general. And you watch that game, and at the conclusion of it, you say, "Dude, this is the best team in Europe by far." I don't think it's even close. I think obviously Barcelona versus PSG would have been a much better game because Barcelona is much more prolific in the attack. But think about the high line that they play. This team would have absolutely tore that to shreds, it feels like. And you know, they win the treble. I think they actually won the quadruple. They won everything there was to win. The storyline with Luis Enrique and his late daughter who passed away at just the age of 9, the Tifu in the stand. I mean, it was, from a neutral perspective, as good of a game as you could get. And like I was saying earlier, it was 5-0. You'd think that it's, you know, oh, okay, once it's 4-0, you stop watching. I couldn't take my eyes off of it because of how good they were playing. And again, I reference this. I mean, Barcola had an unbelievable play and failed to finish from 2 yards out. There was another couple tap-ins that were missed. It was beautiful to see. I want to ask you about Luis Enrique, second ever coach to win a treble with two different teams. I mean, does he not get enough respect for what he's accomplished? I think this is only his second year here. And the clips of him talking to Mbappe have been going viral about his mentality and his mindset and what he has to do. And that, look, you don't need to score goals every night for this team. What you need to do is buy in. And I look at United, for example, and see what's been done here. And it almost like gives me hope that with the right manager and the right mindset and getting the right players in, that this could happen. I mean, everyone thought Mbappe leaves, all PSG screwed, and they won absolutely everything there is to win. So Luis Enrique, Mbappe, and this PSG team, let's hear it.
And listen, I will say that it's the most magnificent thing about this PSG team is exactly that. You sell off a player that is supposedly your best player, and then you create a squad that is even stronger than before. That is very hard to do. The personality is missing. The quality is missing, but then you fill it in with players that are willing to play for the coach and willing to follow the plan. And you said it perfect, man. Team effort. Soccer is a game that's played with 11 players. And if everybody's not sold into the game plan and sold into the team mentality, you will eventually fail because of that, whether it's on defense or offense. Now, Luis Enrique, extremely decorated. He did it with Barcelona. Now he's doing it with PSG. Props to him for reviving Dembele from the dead. Because let's face it, when Dembele went to PSG, nobody expected Dembele to win a Champions League with PSG. He went there as a guy that went to Barcelona, did not have a great 3-4 years. Barcelona sold him essentially because he didn't want to be there anymore. And then he gets revived with Luis Enrique, scores amazing goals. Kvaratskhelia comes in the wintertime, immediately fits in like a glove into the team. Luis Enrique, props to him. I feel like he's an amazing coach, and I feel like this PSG example shows that soccer is much more than just signing a couple players and making it all about them. Make it about the team, make it about the team effort, and get the fans behind the team to support that role.
For me, this is just how the game is supposed to be played. What we watch PSG do is exactly how the game is supposed to be played. All this talk about Yamal and all these other young players, Désiré Doué is an absolute stud. 19 years old, 2 goals and an assist in a Champions League final, 1 player of the game, 1 young player of the tournament. Dembele, I mean, unbelievable year, probably the Ballon d'Or favorite, which we're going to speak about a little bit later on. But what a way to end an unbelievable Champions League in the first year of the new format. PSG get it done. Marquinhos, I mean, seeing him in just complete disarray and tears. He was one of the first players they signed when the new ownership came in. He's been there for, I think, 12 years now. To see him get it done, to see the interviews with him afterwards, it was cool. It's one of those, this is why we love sports moments, especially from a neutral perspective. But nonetheless, you'd think that we could talk about this game for the whole hour, it feels like. But we got more to go through. We're going to talk the Nations League semifinal games from the last 2 days. They were great, and we have an absolute banger of a game coming up tomorrow as well. So, First Touch rolls on. Do not move. We're coming right back with Nations League recap.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Welcome back to First Touch here in the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, brought to you by Sports Overnight America. I am your host, Todd Levine, along with Nico Beef Sauce. Nico, let's talk Nations League. We had the game on Wednesday, Germany versus Portugal in Germany. Germany took the lead 48 minutes in through Wirtz, who we'll be speaking about later on in the show in regards to his move to Liverpool. And look, it looked like it was going to be all Germany. And then all of a sudden, CONCACAF, is that how you say it? I think so. Close enough.
CONCACAF,
with a FIFA goal, it felt like. The green-timed finesse shot, absolutely beautiful, levels it up 1-1. And none other than Cristiano Ronaldo wins them the game in the 68th minute to move on to the final. Your thoughts on this game, on this Portugal team, Ronaldo, let's hear it all, Nico. Let's hear it all.
Listen, this was a very entertaining game for one reason. Portugal versus Germany. Germany goes up 1-0, rightfully so, in the second half. After having an amazing first half, missed a lot of chances. Portuguese goalkeeper kept them in the game. Germany was disappointed to go down to go into the halftime 0-0, but they come out guns blazing. They score the goal. And then it's almost like Germany felt like the game was over. The biggest deciding factor in this game, Tyler, was CONCACAF and Vitinha, one of the most impressive players, especially in the Champions League final that we were just talking about. Vitinha and CONCACAF come in and completely transform Portugal's offense. CONCACAF scores, just like you said, a FIFA-style goal. He gets the ball a little bit beneath the halfway line, closes in with his left foot and just jams, smacks it on the opposite corner, up high, 1-1. And then Portugal did not stop there. Germany was completely turned off. It was a tap-in by Cristiano Ronaldo, but listen, you still got to get there to score the goal. Nuno Mendes with a beautiful assist. And Portugal gets a win that, to be honest with you, nobody saw coming. I'm very, very, very excited to see that final. Portugal versus Spain is going to be absolute fireworks.
I got to say, to be honest, I feel ashamed that we didn't mention him in the last segment. Vitinha, I mean, what a player. He, for me, ran the show of the Champions League final. And you know who he reminds? He gives me Luka Modric vibes. He can go forward, can score, great passer, always calm, dictates tempo, goes and gets the ball. It's very similar to what we see Pedri do with Spain and Barcelona, where the game almost runs at his pace, and he ultimately is the one who's in control of what's happening. Just a top player, a former Wolves player, don't forget. Gives me a lot of hope for Cunha to United. But nonetheless, Portugal get it done. But for me, they're going to be facing a completely different animal. The final's tomorrow, no?
Yes.
They're going to be facing a completely different animal when they face Spain, who defeated France yesterday 5-4. My first note here was just, wow. I mean, this game had absolutely everything. Nico Williams opened it up 23 minutes in. Mourinho added another 2 minutes later, both assisted by Orzabal, both great assists. Lamal added a third in the 54th minute through a penalty, and just a minute later, Pedri scored just a brilliant, brilliant goal, chipped it over the keeper. It was 4-0. Mbappe got one back for France from the spot, and then Lamal added his second of the day in the 67th. You'd think that that's where the game would have been over. France would have led up. Cherki comes on, makes his debut for France, and marks it with an absolute banger of a goal. Beautiful volley before a Vivian own goal in the 84th made it 5-3. Kolo Muani, who had missed a great chance to make it 5-4 a couple minutes earlier, in the 93rd does make it 5-4. It ends there. Spain to the final. What a game. And Lamal, I mean,
We talk about him a lot, and he was saying it's crazy because every time he says something in the media where people say, who does this kid think he is? He's only 17. He's so cocky. He was speaking about the Ballon d'Or race, and obviously he is very open about the fact that he believes that he deserves it and should win it. Talking about the Champions League final and saying, look, if we're going to judge this by one game, we play France on Thursday, referencing Dembele, of course, who a lot of people believe deserves the Ballon d'Or. He said, let's see what happens on Thursday. And what does he do? Two goals and an assist. Player of the match, 9.5 rating on FootMob. I mean, hits the Ronaldo celebration, sitting down on the advertisement boards after his second goal, all over the place. I mean, this kid, it's crazy how he talks. He's very vocal about, you know, I deserve this. I am the best. I deserve the Ballon d'Or. And every time he says something, very similar to the Real Madrid comments early in the year, we are just better than them. It doesn't matter if they score two, we're going to score three. Real Madrid can't beat us. And we're winning, and you can't say anything until we're not. And then he goes and scores a banger of a goal in El Clasico. Barcelona wins the league, the domestic double. I mean, this kid is unbelievable in Spain for me. I mean, we talked about them all throughout the Euros last summer. They are just unbelievable. It's concerning letting France back in the game from a defensive perspective. But in the attack, I mean, they look almost virtually unstoppable. It doesn't matter who they're going against, no?
Yeah, and listen, you know something about Yamal is that, like, not only he's speaking, but he's also doing. He's also backing it up with a lot of goals, a lot of assists. And for any team that's facing Yamal, whether he's playing for Spain or Barcelona, you're basically forbidden from letting him go one-on-one at anybody. I mean, what left back in the world right now feels like, oh, okay, I can handle Yamal. I can stop him from scoring. Nobody. Nobody can do it. I cannot think of anybody. And he's an amazing player. He glides around the field. It looks like he's ice skating a lot of times, and he's just, like, passing through guys as if, like, they're just standing there. And the Ballon d'Or, the thing that you said about it, is very, very important to me because his new contract has a Ballon d'Or bonus. If he wins the Ballon d'Or, he gets more money from Barcelona with that new contract that he made. So I'm not surprised that he's talking about it so much. And I also think that Barcelona cannot say no to him, even if he asks for, I don't even know, the moon and the stars, man. He's freaking amazing.
And you know what's crazy is you look at the French back line from last night, and the best defender in the back line is Hernandez, who was on his side and marking him all game, and he still put up a 9.5 rating out of 10. I mean, it's, you know, he moves for me like Messi, but has the attitude of Cristiano. Like, we never heard, Cristiano would speak up about how he believes he's the best player in the world relatively often when asked. You know, Messi was very quiet about those things. You don't really see nowadays players being so outspoken about who they are and that they are the best. And it's just like, dude, he's 17 and saying these things. And like you said, and he backs it up every time. There hasn't been a time where he's spoken up. It's at the Euros last summer, Rabiot was saying something about him. And what did he do in the semifinal? Cuts in, dices Rabiot, and bangs it upper 90 post and in. And remember in this game, the penalty that he drew, Rabiot took him out, and he finishes it. So, I mean, going into the World Cup next summer is just, I mean, Spain have to be the favorite. And to be honest, I want to talk about France here for a second, because if you drew a line above their midfield and looked at just who they have in the attack, Mbappe, Doué, Olise, and Dembele, it looks unbelievable. But then beyond that, Lenglet, Rabiot,
Camavinga is okay, you know.
Why are these guys getting minutes? I've been seeing a lot of people question Deschamps and who he's playing. I mean, I don't think France can win anything with this back line. I mean, this is it's very, very concerning. This midfield. I mean, you look at the midfield of Spain versus this midfield outside of Olise of France, and it's night and day. It's like the there's levels to this. And the French midfield and back line just seems like it isn't even comparable with their attack. It's like a Ferrari engine, you know, with a Honda Civic back. It doesn't make any sense for me.
But even if you see it as an individual, or even if you see it as a team to team, the way that the two teams play are completely different. Spain is playing as a cohesive group, up and down the field, attacking defense, trying to get possession of the ball as soon as they lose it and try to advance forward and attack space. France is more of a team that will sit back and they will try to mostly counter and take advantage of those wings. But listen, man, Dembele, Mbappe, Barcola, Olise, all those guys are more prone to play an individual style of play versus press forward all together, try to steal the ball up high and create chances.
Yeah.
Yesterday they did do that for the first 20 minutes of the game, and they missed some great chances. But 20 minutes is not even a quarter of the game.
Yeah.
Can't just expect to win. Like, if you saw the game in the first 20 minutes, it seemed like France was a favorite. And then when Spain turned it on, it was a completely different game, and France was lost in the sauce. So, Yamal, $1 billion release clause. Nobody's paying that, but I'm just saying the guy's special.
To be honest, he's the first person ever that probably is worth it. I mean, exactly. I could not. It's crazy that in 5 years, he's going to be 23. Like, he's not even close to what I think most people will believe is his potential.
And that, monster.
It's just crazy to me. And as I'm sitting here thinking about the French back line, Saliba, come World Cup time, will be starting. Koundé should be playing right back. I don't know if it's just because they had long seasons that they're not really prepared to be in these games. But nonetheless, up next, we have tons of headlines, transfers, and news to go through around the Premier League here on First Touch. So do not move. I'm your host, Ty Levine, along with Nico Beef Sauce. We're coming right back here on First Touch.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Celebrate responsibly.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24/7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Welcome back to First Touch here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We are presented by Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Tyler Bean, along with Nico Beef Sauce. You know, Nico, I got to say, I was not expecting the news that dropped probably 2 hours ago. Ange Postecoglou out of Tottenham after winning them their first trophy in 17 years. You know, we can now look back, and Tottenham has, they let Mourinho go. Right before a final, they let Pochettino go after making it to the Champions League final, and they have now fired Ange after, look, yes, they finished 17th in the league, but ultimately he secured them Champions League football for next season and a trophy, which, I mean, that is the one thing that has been haunting this fan base and this club for the last two decades, is Tottenham can't win anything. Tottenham never win a trophy. It's the joke of England. It's the joke of the world. And he does the impossible and wins the Europa League. And now he's out. Your thoughts on this move by the Tottenham board and their owner? I think Daniel Levy is his name.
Picture you're hiking and you're climbing a mountain, and then all of a sudden it starts snowing and raining and the weather gets super terrible. And some way, somehow, you get to climb the mountain, get to the top, fall off the mountain. You find a wallet sitting there full of cash, and then you manage to shoot yourself in the foot. That is literally Tottenham's history as a club. And even in this move that they made in this year describes it perfectly. Ange Postecoglou gets them a trophy that guarantees them Champions League football. He obviously has a lot of respect from his players. I don't care if all Tottenham fans love Postecoglou. It makes no difference to me. I know that a big part of the fan base loves him. A lot of his players love him. He wins a trophy and now he's out. Who is Tottenham going to bring in that is going to do better than him, number one? And number two, who is going to come in and think that Tottenham is a serious club? What an absolute joke of a franchise. They're never going to do anything. They're always going to be 5th, 6th, or 17th. And even Manchester United, a team that is in absolute shambles right now, is going to do better than them. I can guarantee that.
I mean, what was he supposed to do this year with what he had? I mean, so many injuries. At one point, it felt like he was playing the academy team. Yep. I mean, what were the expectations this year to begin with? And I mean, you said, who were they going to bring in? Who would want to come here?
Nobody.
It's shocking, to be honest. It really, really is. But to be fair, I'm happy for Ange. I think that place is just so toxic. It actually probably is worse than United, which is as bad as it gets right now. But I mean,
he can easily go to like any club right now, any good level club, whether it's Premier League, La Liga, Italy, and he's gonna do great.
You know what's crazy for me as well? This is probably the first time that the Tottenham fan base has been like united in 17 years. I mean, they were all finally happy at once. They did it. They broke the curse, for lack of a better. It would be like when the Red Sox, you know, broke the 80-year curse that they fired the manager that, you know, right after, you know, 2 weeks later. It would be like, what are we doing here? Just think about it in any other sport. Imagine a coach breaks a decade, two-decade-long curse and then gets let go 2 weeks later. Like, that doesn't happen.
You know why it's crazy to me also? Because in reality, the loss of the Europa League final did not only have like a psychological effect to the loser, but also big financial. Just him winning the Europa League and getting them Champions League presence and Champions League money, they should be like bowing down to this guy and saying, thank you. We love you. We want to keep you here forever.
It's actually insane. It's insane. But, I mean, it's crazy. But, I mean, what a start to the transfer window, speaking of, and all the financial stuff that's been going on. Liverpool, it is official, are securing Wirtz. 130 million quid is the rumored amount from Leverkusen. It's rumored that the fans were upset about what they got for Frimpong, and that they tried to tax Wirtz a little bit more to make up for that. Look, it's not Liverpool's fault. That's what the release clause was for him, 35 million. This signing is as good as it gets. No price. What most people will look back and say is the signing of the summer. Your thoughts on Wirtz to Liverpool and what that does for them going into this next season?
Florian Wirtz, except for the fact that he's an amazing player, he can play false number 9, he can play number 10, he can play winger. He has a dribble, he has a shot, he can assist the ball. He's young, and he's also a winner. That is a major thing. That is a major package. Coutinho was sold for 150 million to Liverpool. Dembele was sold for 130 to 150 million to Liverpool. I say Florian Wirtz is better than both those players. I'd say he's an absolute baller. And what a tool to have for any coach to have a player that can play all these positions and contribute to so many different ways inside the team. I mean, I watched him play against Portugal. He lays it off to Kimmich, makes a beautiful run into the box, and just like heads it in. The guy is what, 5'7"? And he just heads the ball beautifully into the corner. He's
what he is,
man.
Is world class. He's a world class player. And Liverpool, after winning the league, immediately get to work. Frimpong, Wirtz, Kirkez is right around the corner as well. I mean, they're securing transfers in areas that they need it. Let's talk some United. Bruno Fernandes says no to Al Hilal. It was rumored that he was being offered, I believe, $700,000 a week, tax free, of course. Keep in mind, from in the Saudi league. And Amorim said, we don't want you to go, but if you want to, we will make it happen. He wants to stay. He wants to be at United. I said last week, whether he left or not, either way, I'm happy. I'm happy he's coming back. He's obviously a great player. Without him this year, we probably would have been relegated. On the flip side, if he did go, the $100 million that we would have gotten for him would have been great to spend. But nonetheless, Bruno is staying. Also, not officially announced yet, but Mbeumo moving from Brentford to United. It is his preference. He says no to Arsenal and Newcastle, both who are in the Champions League, to come to United. They submit an improved bid, a total including the add-ons of $60 million today. Look, it says a lot. United will always have, it seems, that pull of we are Manchester United. I mean, finishing 16th, but still being able to pull a 25-year-old in his prime, Premier League proven, 20 Premier League goals. Once this is made official, between him and Cunha, they scored 35 Premier League goals this season, I believe, or 30. And United as a team all of last year only scored 44. So I love the business that we're doing right now as a club. I think that For years, it was, let's try and sign the best players from these other leagues. And for people who are saying, oh, United, they're signing players from inferior clubs, let me just remind all of you. Carlos Tevez from West Ham, Rio Ferdinand from Leeds, Carrick and Berbatov from Spurs, Rooney from Everton, Edwin van der Sar from Fulham, Ashley Young from Villa when they were doing nothing, and Valencia from Wigan. So it seems like that method is not a bad method. It's exciting. On top of that, Gyökeres is rumored to be open to joining United despite not being in the Champions League. And it looks like they're going to have a free... I mean, it all comes down to the financial side of it, but it looks like they're going to have a free shot. Chelsea signed Delap. Arsenal, as of today, have advanced talks with Sesko over a $30 million move. City have Haaland. I mean, Newcastle have Isaac. Maybe Liverpool would be in on Gyökeres. I don't know, but they just dropped a lot of money on Wirtz, Frimpong, and they're securing Kirkez as well. So, I mean, if United secure Mbeumo, Cunha, and Gyökeres in this transfer window, Nico, what does that mean for them, and what are the expectations next year at that point?
For United, the expectation should be a European spot next year. There's nothing else to it. You have to finish top six. If you're lucky, you have to finish top five, and if you're good enough, I should say. But in my opinion, what Amorim should do is he should bring in players that are sold into his game plan, and they are sold into giving 100% effort week in and week out, because as United, their biggest problem this season was inconsistency, and a lot of players that were in the team that, as we saw towards the end of the season, Rashford, Garnacho, all those guys did not want to be there. And they showed it with their attitude. They showed it with their style of play. They showed it with the things that they said. So, Mbeumo, amazing move. If somebody's saying that Brentford is an inferior club to Manchester United, they're right. Historically, they are, but they finished above United this season. Wolves also finished at 42 points, just like United. So, have some respect, because you gotta take into account the present here.
I mean, also, he scored 20 Premier League goals. Like, that's... It doesn't matter what team you're playing for.
Cunha is a baller.
Yeah, they're both, for me, it's the right signings. They run, they're available. You don't really see them injured too much. Cunha, he's a little bit of a hothead here and there. He gets a couple red cards every now and then. But I don't care, man. We need to improve. We need to score goals. It was the issue all year. I'd love for Onana to be sold and get a new goalkeeper in as well. But, you know, one can only pray and wish. Speaking of United, Sancho coming back to United. Chelsea declined the purchase option. They have to pay United $5 million to send him back. It was rumored he wanted $300,000 a week, which I believe is double Cole Palmer. I don't know where this guy gets off. Let's see what happens. I mean, I can't see him getting any playing time.
I think Sancho, you know, from the season he had with Chelsea, it's a great addition to the United squad. Making sure that he wants to be there.
He has the ability. I've never doubted 100%. That. 100%. He's a head case. He doesn't try, it seems. And I don't... You would have never... If we went back 5 years ago and talked about Sancho, it would never... I can't even believe that we speak about him in this light here and now. Let's talk about the Arsenal move, though. They decide to go for Sesko for their striker that it looks like they finally are going to sign. Your thoughts on Sesko versus Gyökeres, I guess, because that was kind of the conversation. Who are they going to go with? And I'm shocked that they decided Sesko over Gyökeres. I just got to say, I'm absolutely stunned.
As somebody, mark this clip, whoever's listening, as somebody that watches the Bundesliga week in and week out, there is not a lot of center forwards that I dislike as much as Sesko. I think Sesko is so overrated. I think it's such a funny move from Arsenal. I honestly think they don't know what they're doing, and I cannot wait to watch this guy flop next year.
He's Darwin Nunez from the Bundesliga for me. That's what I compare him to.
And he's not even as athletic as Darwin Nunez. He's not even as dynamic as Darwin Nunez. He's just really good at missing goals, missing chances. I think he's a joke. And I cannot wait to watch him flop for Arsenal. Arsenal next year doesn't even make top five with Sesko as a center forward.
For me,
you heard it here first.
For me, what this is Arsenal saying, okay, yeah, we need to sign a striker, but being Arsenal and saying, oh, but we don't want to spend money. So we're going to sign a striker to make our fans think, oh, we got our guy. But I'm totally on the same page with you. I think that he's decent.
Flop.
But he is not – this signing – is not the signing that they need to get to that next level. And when you look at what City are doing, which is what we're going to talk about next, I mean, Liverpool are getting way better. City, it looks like, have immediately turned around, and they should be contending next season as well. And Arsenal are signing Sesko. So here on First Touch, two-minute drill coming up next. We're going to go through some more transfers for Manchester City and their big ones as well. So do not move. We're coming right back. I'm your host, Talibin, along with Nico Beef Sauce. First Touch rolls on.
What One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Welcome back to First Thoughts here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network with your hosts, Ty Levine and Nico Beef. So it's time for the two-minute drill. City have secured Milan midfielder Reiners and Wolves fullback Ryan Alt-Nouri, but the main transfer for City this summer, if they can secure it, will be Ryan Cherki from Lyon. We saw the goal last night. Nico, I mean, this, I think, him with Marmoush and Hoyland, Rodri back.
Yeah.
City are going to be right back where they were for me, contending again. Your thoughts on what the business City have done thus far?
You need a great playmaker in that team because you have a lot of finishers, and especially with KDB leaving, I will say Lautaro Martinez is what I'm hearing to be rumored for Premier League teams. I think whoever secures him after a very bad season for Inter because it didn't win anything. That could be groundbreaking, in my opinion, in terms of anybody that can sign him, man.
I've been saying he's one of the most underrated players that there is.
Easily.
Across Europe. He's constantly delivering. Golden Boot at the Copa last summer, I believe. Scored the game winner for Argentina against Colombia in extra time. World Cup winner, proven player, can score, presses, both feet, header, doesn't matter, great player. And this is a name that not many people know. Argentina wonder kid Franco Mastantuono moves from River Plate to Madrid. 17 years old, made his Argentina debut a couple days ago. Nico, I'm sure you're aware of who this is. And I mean, the viral clip of him, the free kick, it has went everywhere. But your quick 10 seconds, your thoughts on this transfer.
Generational talent. Getting your hands on players like that early on. can change the whole trajectory of your team. Make no mistake about it. I absolutely love him.
He's going to be one to watch. As always, folks, thank you so much for tuning in to another edition of First Touch. We will be back next Friday at 5 Eastern to talk Nations League final, more news, transfers, and looking ahead at the Club World Cup. I'm your host, Todd Levine, along with Nico Beefsauce. Thank you so much. We'll see you next week.